KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg in Studio 1A, and I welcome our Concert Club members today. Thanks, y'all, for being here. We appreciate you and your support, and we are really excited to have this artist play some live music for us on this Friday. She's the KUTX October Artist of the Month, and I think we chose very well. Her new album, Carousel, comes out next Friday, and she's got a CD release show at the Cactus Cafe November 1st and an in-store appearance at Waterloo Records on November 4th. With her band, we've got a live song, and then we'll come back and chat with Carson McCone.
You let me use you terribly, so terribly sweet. Oh, let me feed, we'll feed each other. This kind of kindness, kids, that I will never feel. Feel me.
Austin's Carson McCone on KUTX. The song is Drugs, and the new album is Carousel, and it's out next Friday. Congratulations, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
So you're a rare bird, a native Austinite.
This is true. Yes, I've been called a unicorn even.
And there's other folks that I know who are native Austinites who grew up here, like Gary Clark Jr. and Shaky Graves, and were shaped by the Austin music community. Do you think you and your music were shaped by the Austin music community?
Absolutely. You know, Austin is a relatively family-friendly town, you know, and there's music going on every night, and my folks were big music fans, and so, you know, I grew up going to places like the Cactus from a very, very young age, and so I think it was, you know, when I started playing out, it was a very welcoming community, you know, and it really let me sort of come into myself on stages like across the street at the Hole in the Wall and, you know, as a teenager.
And
you know.
At the White Horse.
True, yeah.
So you're doing these residencies at places where you're not old enough to buy a drink yet.
Yes.
But you're playing. How did you feel? Did you, like, feel comfortable doing that? Or was it just like, I'm going to do this and throw myself into the deep end?
I think it was definitely jumping off the deep end. And I don't think that I had any problem with that at all. I think I had, you know, as a teenager, you sort of think that you know exactly what you're doing. And it lends you this confidence that that I think is a healthy thing as somebody walking into a stage and having to learn how to conduct themselves as a performer and then, you know, going from playing like the Hole in the Wall solo in high school, then kind of coming back from college and going to playing at the Horse and needing to have a band and learning how to be a band leader and the dynamics of a band and how to work with other musicians. The confidence definitely helps. I think at a young age, it's there for you.
And then you had it confirmed because 3 years ago when your debut album came out, boom, you're on the cover of the Austin Chronicle and you're doing big tours. And now the new album Carousel, which is out next Friday. I was curious why you revisited some of the songs from your first album on Carousel.
Yeah. Well, in a way it was sort of, the title Carousel sort of alludes to that, kind of going around again. And I was really excited to work with a producer. I'd never really done that before. And Mike McCarthy produced the album, longtime Austin producer. And we met here through some mutual friends and started working together and went into a studio and just kind of cut everything I'd ever written on like acoustic guitar, vocal tracks. And then we sat with those for, you know, a good 6 to 8 months. And you know, Mike knew of me and knew what I'd been doing in town. But when we decided on the songs for the record, of course I had a bunch of new songs. And he was like, you know, I think that these need to be heard by a wider audience. And I'm not sure if you have that yet. And you've been doing a great job in Austin, getting out on the road a little bit, but let's introduce you to the rest of the world. So we sort of treated it as a debut for the rest of the big wide world. And two, you know, I was playing a lot of these songs almost every night, kind of at the White Horse, doing the honky tonk late night kind of dance scene. And so these songs had sort of almost some of them changed meaning, you know. And so it was really, I think, it was a hard decision to make to revisit stuff. Because as an artist, you just kind of want to keep pushing forward and doing all the new things. I think ultimately it was a smart decision because now I have a whole nother record I'm ready to go make and chomping at the bit to do. But also just sort of emotionally and artistically, it was really healthy for me to go and revisit those songs and do it outside of my comfort zone. You know, I followed Mike to Nashville to cut this record. Right. And so we ended up sort of pushing these songs beyond anything I really could have imagined, and it was a really healthy thing to kind of open my ears a little bit.
Looking forward to hearing all of Carousel. Comes out next Friday. Mike McCarthy, great producer, Spoon, Patty Griffin, Erica Winterstrom. We're talking with Carson McCone, who is the KUTX October Artist of the Month, and she's busy. Not only does the record come out next Friday, but there's a CD release show November 1st at the Cactus Cafe and a Waterloo Records in-store on the 4th. I'm going to introduce the band, and then we'll do another song. On the drums, we have Jason Baksinski on the drums, Zee Lynch on bass, Andy Biancalli on guitar, Sam Kossler on the pedal steel, and the voice and electric guitar and songs of Carson McCone live on KETX. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do this song live. It's called Good Time Daddy Blues. It's a song y'all have been spinning. Thank you. About a love you can't kick.
Treat me right, he just come around when he wants. And he leaves me like to set my good time daddy. You don't treat me right. Oh, he just come around when he wants. And he leaves just when he loves. If I had me any sense, I might simply cut him loose. Oh, but he done wrapped around my heart. Something like a new city that. Some sense now. Well, I simply cut it loose. Oh, but he done wrapped around my heart something like a noose. But if the change in my pocket could buy me some more of your time, oh, darling, you know I'd spend every last nickel dime. This amount just won't suffice. So I got myself this heart, just can't keep from being blue. And when you leave me on some babies pining for you, I said I got me this heart now. Just can't keep from being blue. Oh, and when you leave me lonesome, baby, no, it's just pining for. Call you on the line, your train's gone out of tune. You've been gone so very long, let me hum at the moon. Say when I call you again, your train gone out of tune. You've been gone so very long, you got me howling at the moon. But if the chains in my pocket could buy me some more of your time. I bet I'm broke as it were. This amount just won't suffice.
It's Carson McCone, fabulous band, live on KUTX. Good Time Daddy Blues from the forthcoming Carousel. Thanks, y'all. And Carson, I got to tell you, I listened to you guest DJ on my KUTX recently, and some great choices. I loved when you reached back for Uncle Walt's band.
Oh, man, thank you. Yes.
Great session.
Cheers.
And y'all can hear that session at KUTX.org. And in fact, you can hear and see this session and an additional tune that Carson's about to play on KUTX.org shortly, because we've got our peeps backing us up, making it happen. I want to thank Cliff Hargrove for mixing Studio 1A today and Jake Perlman for the front of house mix. Our multimedia crew today, led by Gabriel Perez and assisted by Salvador Castro, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. Carson, we'll see you on the 1st at the Cactus and on the 4th at Waterloo Records.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, y'all.
Carson McCone, live on KUTX.
Thank you.